Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, and you can check out our brand new blog. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, Peter, this is Bill Burton calling from Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Hey, we love Chapel Hill. How are things there? You got some Tar Heels here?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Things are going well here.
Well, what do you do there?
I'm taking a break from my teaching career, and I'm doing some graduate work at UNC Chapel Hill.
And what are you studying?
Information science.
Information science. What,
yes.
What exactly is information science?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask me this question.
I know.
I'm still trying to figure it out myself.
And
well, you could always Google it.
There you are.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Good.
Well, welcome to the show, Bill. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to go?
Yes, I'm ready.
Here is your first limerick.
Motivational lies, your own tush. With that verbiage, he gave me a push. He mangles his speech, but he's got lots to teach. He's my guru, ex-president
Bush.
Yes, that's right. Former President Bush made his debut as a motivational speaker this last week, joining a number of dignitaries on stage at the Get Motivated seminar in Fort Worth, Texas. One seminar goer said that when Bush misspoke, it sounded, quote, incompetent if you were president. But here it can be inspiring. It makes him seem like a regular guy. No better than me, unquote. So really, the motivational message was, if this clown can be president, nothing's going to keep me from being salesman of the month. All right, very good. Here's your next limerick.
To lipids, my brain might succumb. They make synapses slower and numb. I think fatty foods are good for my moods, but my brain suffers. They make me
dumb.
Right, it is official. That hamburger you just ate, it's going to make you stupid and fat. According to researchers at Oxford University in Britain, high-fat diets cloud your brain, make you feel lazy and sluggish. Rats who were put on high-fat diets were only able to run 50% as far on a treadmill. They began making mistakes in the maze sooner and were often seen lying around the cage playing Guitar Hero and asking other rats to pull their fingers. Here is your last limerick.
In Yosemite, we had a scare when our minivan's horn wouldn't blare. A big ursine beast thought our car was a feast. It's a pantry on wheels for
a bear.
Right. Bears at Yosemite National Park in California may not subscribe to car and driver, but they know what they like, and what they like is minivans. According to a study in the Journal of Mammalogy, given a choice of any car in a parking lot, bears tend to choose minivans. Why? Well, since they tend to be full of crumbled Cheerios, stray Cheetos, and half-filled juice boxes, bears look at them like jumbo-sized metal Lunchables. And they just tear them right open and snack.
I believe it. That's all I've got to say.
All the parents, listening are like, yep.
Yeah.
We're lucky we haven't been attacked by a bear
today. And also they're roomy.
They're roomy.
You're a bear and you need to get in,
right?
It's a good car for a bear.
I'm terrified of bears because my parents aren't readers. Most of the books we had growing up were things that were in fill-the-bag sales at various Catholic church garage sales. So we had a lot of, like, Reader's Digest, large print.
Yeah.
And there's this column called Drama in Real Life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's divided into two categories, people who survive plane crashes and people who are attacked by bears, and are literally skinned. All of their skin is taken off, and they carry their skin out like an overcoat. And then they survive, and then they write about it.
Yeah.
Pick up any Reader's Digest from the 1980s.
And they can't even run out because then their ankles would break.
That's right. Right.
Carl, how did Bill do in our quiz?
Bill wins our prize, Peter. He had 3 correct answers.
Well done, Bill. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.